Geico makes it easy to get affordable renter's insurance in as little as 90 seconds. That way, you have more energy for harder things, like the laundry. Why is it so difficult to fold clothes? They just end up wrinkly anyway, or on the floor in a pile that just sits there, taunting you. But with renter's insurance through Geico, at least you know that those clothes and the other things you love are covered. Get more with Geico.
Hey guys, I'm Lydia.
Hi, I'm Jesse.
And I'm Adam. Let's talk Hoya.
Hello, everybody. Annyeong.
Hola.
Hi, welcome to Let's Talk Hoya podcast.
Yes. I know there's people that ask, like, do you guys do that intro every single time? And yes, we do. We do. We have literally perfected it to an art at this point that it sounds so similar.
No, I don't think that's accurate because sometimes we sit down and we're like, how do we start this?
Yeah. But then also, I don't know why, but that's inefficient. We should just record it once and I can just push a button and it plays.
Well, we talked about that once, yeah, but then I was like, happened. But we want it to be this like different every time. Yeah. But then I guess it just sounds the same anyway. But
no, it's fine.
I don't think it sounds the same.
The intention's there.
I get sick a lot. So sometimes it's like, hello, I'm Jesse.
You know, like a hypnotist when you have like that trigger, that's what, hey guys, it's Lydia. Immediately I'm like podcast mode.
Yeah.
You've been Pavloved.
Yeah, that's how it is.
Oh, alrighty. Well, we are approaching the end of the year.
Are we?
Yeah.
Yeah, which means that, you know, that season comes along where everyone starts talking about like how thankful they are about things. And so today's episode isn't necessarily planty, but, you know, this podcast is made up of the three of us. And sometimes we just want to have a little chat and you guys can get to know us just a little bit more. And we're just going to talk about the things that we're thankful for this year.
But we can be thankful for planty things.
Yes, too. We can be thankful for anything. Yeah, planty things, whatever, anything. So,
yeah.
Yeah, just a nice little episode. So who wants to start? Who's like so thankful this year?
Not everybody at once.
I did not have enough time to ruminate. I don't know. I mean, there's lots. We're going to get to them, I'm sure.
How could I possibly be thankful for anything?
They're going to just roll out. But yeah, someone else start.
Okay.
I can start.
Okay.
I did a big redecoration of my room and setup. And I am really thankful that maybe last Christmas or last birthday, my good friend Adam gave me a shelf for my plants and helped me set it up to where, like, the lighting's on there and
all that. Wasn't for your birthday or for Christmas.
For random reasons, Adam gave me a shelf.
When you moved to your house, that was the moving to house gift.
So I'm thankful that in 2021, when I bought my house, Adam gave me a housewarming present of a shelf. IKEA shelf for my plants and helped me set it up and put the lights on there. And now it's become one of my favorite shelves because every time I clean it, every time I like move my Hoyas or I clean out the graveyard, because that's where the graveyard is also hosted, I remember that was a gift from Adam and it makes me really happy.
Oh, her shelves look just like mine, except they're black.
Well, it was really nice that like you set them up for me too, like with the lighting and everything. Do that. Because I probably would have never done it.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, well, I will always do that.
Which is gracias para su trabajo.
I will be your task rabbit. You're just your own personal task rabbit.
You'll be my handyman.
Not that rabbit, but a task rabbit. This year's been a weird year. Like, yeah. I hate, like, I don't know. I don't want to say hate because that's like a strong word. I don't love dating episodes, even though this is kind of like a journal, like, because it is our life.
Yeah.
And we're putting our, you know, our life into this. But 2024. Yeah.
I'm spending minutes of my life here, so I hope so.
Yeah. But 2024, I don't know. It's a good year. I'm thankful for a lot of things this year, but this is one of those, I feel like this is one of the years, like, for everybody, where people are just kind of like coming to some harsh realizations or just like being faced with like difficulties and having to overcome. I don't know. Do you feel like that? I feel like I've been diving into how my brain works this year. I've been really like figuring out how to live a better life, but it's like, you really have to get into the weeds before you can like do that. So it just feels like kind of a, I don't know, an icky type of, not an icky year. I don't even know what I'm saying. And I'm sober.
Are you?
I am.
Are you?
It feels like probably like a hard work year.
Yeah. Like where you just really kind of do the work on the things that you've been putting off.
Yeah.
For the better you. And I think we all, like even us at this table have been doing that. I think there's friends in my life that have been doing that. Like, it just feels like 2024 was a kind of like a transformative year for folks. And I like that because at the end, you know, we're butterflies.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
No, 100%. It's definitely been one of those years. Yeah. Lots of things going on.
So you're thankful for healing?
Through, so.
Yeah.
Or you're thankful for
I think I'm thankful for challenges. I was listening to music the other day doing my plant chores. And I don't even know who the song was because I basically just listened to my day list. I should just send you guys a link. I listen to music a lot with my friend Chrissy because you can just send a link and then you both can just have a jam and you're listening to it. And you can add songs if you want to, or I just usually listen to the day list.
Cute.
Because it shows me new things. But there was a song on there and this lyric said like, new beginnings are always tough because it means you're at the end of something. Mm. And I was like, damn, that's so true. Like, new beginnings are exciting and it's like, but they are difficult because that means something's ending.
I had that in a fortune cookie once and I saved it for years.
Did you?
And then like, how can you have a beautiful beginning if you don't have a difficult ending? And I was like, oh my God, this is so deep. And I like carried it in my wallet for years.
I love that.
It's somewhere because I'm like a person who like hoards little things like that. Mm-hmm. So I definitely still have it somewhere.
Yeah, I bet you do. See, that's wild. Like, I just don't think of things like that. And sometimes I'm just like, that is true. That is very true. Yeah. So that's why I am thankful for some of the challenges, because I feel like it means, like I said to you guys today, like, we're growing. And like, that's kind of a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really? Anyway.
As hard as it is, yeah.
Yeah. I'm done growing.
Bro, for real. That's how I feel. Shoot.
I'm grown.
I'm done. I'm growneth. I'm doneth. No, I feel that though. I feel like even the person that I was at the beginning of the year is a drastically different person.
Right.
To like right now. And it makes the whole year feel like very blurry because of just everything that's been gone through. And then there's been a lot of challenges. And so it's been hard. But then once you sit at like the end of it, you realize like, you know what? Like, there was a lot of good in that.
Yeah.
And I can see that. And yeah. I can sit in that and get excited for what's to come because of all of that growth that's happened. So there's a lot of things about that I can be grateful for too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Good old 2024.
Mm-hmm. So, well, since we're on that track, I'm grateful for therapy.
Ooh.
So everybody and anybody and all y'all, you know, should give it a shot because, you know, really does some stuff to you. So.
Okay. So if you don't, since you've breached the topic, did you just find somebody online? Like what?
Oh, okay.
How'd you get there?
Yeah.
Help people get there because sometimes it feels overwhelming.
If you have been on a dating app, I feel like finding a therapist is like being on a dating app because the first thing you see is like their photo and you try not to.
So it's all online.
But like looking for like a person, I did online. I think that's the best way.
Yeah,
maybe to do
it.
I think
I agree too.
But you just see this photo and you try to not make an assumption, but you're going to make an assumption about a person based on a photo.
Mm-hmm.
And so like you're going what through. What would
you assume if you saw a photo of me? I don't know. We don't have to answer that. I don't know what I would assume, so I don't want to answer that either. So keep going.
Okay, so therapist. So it really feels like online dating because, you know, you're okay. But if I saw a photo of you, it would definitely be passed because...
You wanted a girl.
Yeah, I was looking for a woman therapist. Mm-hmm. But not to say anything, just, you know, the girl just knew what she was looking for. But it really feels kind of like online dating. And I feel like the most daunting thing about finding a therapist is trying to decide, based on a photo and a profile, am I going to vibe with this person? Because, I mean, this is like, you know, it could end up being like a life commitment, you know, like you are committing to somebody based off a photo. Same thing with online dating. You're telling me I'm trying to make a commitment to somebody by looking at four photos of some dude. That's tough. Yeah. Anyway. So anyway, I just went through.
One of them's holding a fish always.
The therapists or the boys?
The boys.
Oh, I was or like,
the therapists. I don't yeah. know. Maybe they are.
Fish, shirtless, golf club.
Golf.
Yes. Yeah.
Golf bros.
Yeah.
I'm into it though. Anyway, sorry.
So anyway. So I went onto the website of my insurance provider and they had a whole list of people that basically would take my insurance. And so I just basically looked at the photos. And there's this place called, what is it? It's like Psychology Something, where then they have like whole profiles.
Psychology Today. That's where I found my psychiatrist.
Psychology Today. Yeah. And it has a whole profile of the therapist. So you go on there, put in their name, and then it pulls up like a biography that they write and then their therapy practices, like what kind of modalities that they use, what their specialties are, what their background is in and stuff like that. So I just kind of looked through to try to find somebody that like specialized in the areas that I was hoping to work through and then seemed to have like a background that I could relate to or what I was looking for. Cause I think everybody's looking for different things.
Mm-hmm.
And then booked an appointment and hoped that, you know, the vibes would be there and it'd be all good. So yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what's the difference between a therapist and a psychiatrist?
That means I'm real messed up. I need medication.
So therapists
are usually people who do... I'm kidding. I'm not messed up.
Who do like talk therapy and like what you would think like when you say like you're going to like sit in a couch and like talk to somebody. Mm. But a psychiatrist, they actually can like prescribe medication and like diagnose and things like that. So
in a perfect world, our psychiatrist would have enough time to like be part therapy or like to be a little deeper connected to their patients, but I just don't think that we have enough out there. Like they just boom boom boom, they're just like going through people constantly, I think. Right?
I don't know, but I think you need different things. Like just because you go to therapy doesn't mean you need medication. Just because you need medication doesn't mean you need to go to therapy.
Yeah, but like
I don't know,
a psychiatrist, I feel like, well, at least my experience with them, which is very minimal, I will say that, just for Adderall, just for ADHD, but like, it's just basically like a medication manager. Like I never even like talk about how it like makes you feel or anything, like, or any of that kind of stuff.
It sounded like just like so any other doctor's like appointment. Like
You almost like need both. But ignorantly, I used to think you would also talk to a psychiatrist. Like they would be able to explain to you how your brain is messed up and why it thinks the way that it does.
But I feel like they should be able to do that too, though.
Yeah.
Because they do also learn that.
Because I was like, well, I thought I was going to get like pro tips for my like ADHD, in the future, like try doing this.
And your brain isn't messed up. It's just
spicy.
It's different.
And they do have therapists for ADHD. That's why I don't like
spicy food. It's all up in me. Just kidding. Yeah. No, I know. I do need to go. I need to find a therapist because obviously it's always good to talk to someone.
Yeah. So that's what I did. And you know, if you don't vibe the first time, there's nothing wrong with looking for somebody else. But yeah, you just have to find someone that you feel like you can build trust in a safe environment with. And it kind of feels like online dating.
Yeah.
So
thank you to therapists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's another one for you, Jess?
I'm thankful for my job because A, I really like it. And B, I feel like I finally in the last like 2-3 years figured out like the ratio between like using my time off to keep myself from burning out. And this year was my 10th anniversary at the place that I work at.
Happy anniversary, baby.
And then I also realized, like, my work is a place where I go to for, like, peace and, like, connection. So that feels like it's a really healthy, like, I'm at a really healthy place right now. I'm not saying it's never hard. I'm not saying it's never, like, frustrating. But, like, I've been with my job longer than I've been in some friendships and longer than I've been in some relationships. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Solid, man. Ride or die right
there.
I mean,
you spend a lot of time with your coworkers. Mm-hmm. When we were in office, you know, like more than you probably would your family.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, because even when I'm with my family, like you're not always actively like working together or doing something together. So, yeah. So I'm really thankful for my job. I really enjoy it. I feel like I can officially say I have a career. And I've just really been able to just go into my own there. And I'm still learning. And I still love it. So that's exciting. And that's good because I've met people who aren't happy at the place where they work. And that's a very difficult place to be at.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're miserable at work, it's hard to not feel miserable like in life because that's a good chunk of your day. Yes. But you're just focused in a bad headspace.
40 hours a week, 80 hours a
week. And I know it's easier paycheck said than done to just be like, find something else, do something else. But like, if it's that bad, then yes, like that's probably the best thing for you and anyone around you. I don't know.
Or setting better boundaries for yourself or at better work.
Boundaries, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you really have that separation.
Yeah. When I first started at my job, I remember like I never wanted to go home or like stop working because I was like single living with my parents and I was like, I have it good. I should stay here and like help more people because I do work in the nonprofit field and I do work like serving people who are in like difficult moment. So it kind of felt like I didn't deserve to go home because people needed help. And then, you know, one of my mentors was like, if you keep going like this, you're going to burn yourself out and then you're not going to be able to like continue this work. And then I like took a step back and like now I like work 8:30 to 5. I'm not like working overtime. I'm not like doing all these other things. I'm not saying yes to every project because I'm a people pleaser. So it like definitely took work. Mm-hmm. If I'm saying 7 years into it, I found my place. It definitely took work, but I like it.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you do, your work is important, so.
I also really like my benefits, all my vacation time and my sabbaticals.
Yeah.
I'm already planning my next one.
Okay, but like, do you need help planning? Not saying I'm going with, but like, I remember you planning a trip down the coast and that never happened. So like.
No, I wasn't able to do it this time.
You need to hire me for your planning?
No, it wasn't that I like didn't have a plan to go. It was that like, I feel like this year was a lot of change and I needed to kind of settle into it. So
yeah,
I feel like by next one, it'll happen.
Yeah. Where is the dream sabbatical location?
Well, first the drive up the coast.
That's still on the list.
That. And then I also, it's either the drive up the coast or taking the Amtrak from like somewhere south to like Portland, like somewhere northwest. That would be really nice.
What we should do is Denver, if you go to Denver to get on the train and go from Denver out west, you go through the Rockies there because Denver's like before. That would be a gorgeous train trip.
There we go.
You should do that.
Yeah. So
get a sleeper car though.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. That I think will definitely take more planning than me just driving up the coast because like it'd be me and my car and like one dog.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I'm excited. That's we'll fun. See.
So for anyone who is listening, who is like sabbatical, Jesse works in a nonprofit, very taxing, but they offer like every 2 years you get.
Every 3 years you get 8 weeks off paid.
Eight plus your vacation
time. Plus you can add vacation time to it. Yeah. And like for like university and I think doctors might get sabbaticals. It's usually like you have to like leave and go do research. Like we have people, professors from universities who do their sabbatical with us, meaning they work on projects at my job as part of their research or sabbatical. And then they go back to work. But for us, a sabbatical is like, it's built in for like self-care and wellness because of the intensity of the work we do.
Okay.
So we don't have to do anything but be off of work.
Yeah. That's nice. I've only heard of sabbaticals before. Like people, I thought it was like a religious thing.
Oh, that's Sabbath.
Well, I know, but like, I know it's, but I've heard of people say a sabbatical, or maybe it was just like a retreat. I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah. Sabbath.
My ex-in-laws used to work at a retreat center in, out in like the wilderness of, Calgary, Canada. And it was so gorgeous there. But yeah, there was like little cabins that people just go out there and do a silent retreat for the weekend. I was like, that would be so, anyway, but that's what I think of when I think sabbatical.
Yeah.
Not, you know.
Yeah. Another like thought of mine was like doing a writer's retreat during one of my work sabbaticals. And that way I can just go and write.
Yeah.
That would
like
be really
a guided
fun.
One or just like one by yourself?
Either or.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either or. I like had taken a long break from writing, but then I recently started again. And I was like, man, I really miss this. But it's like this like frenzy. Like when I start, I'm like writing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I'm not writing, I'm not writing at all. So like I kind of like just ride the waves.
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
But yeah, that's what I'm thankful for, my little job.
Yeah.
I love that.
Hola, Hoya friends. So we launched our Patreon, aka Peduncle Pals. It's been a joy connecting more with all of you, chatting in our Facebook group, and sharing more behind the scenes through our exclusive Patreon episodes every month. We're blown away by your support, and we're so grateful for every one of you that is joining us on this club. You can subscribe through our Patreon link through our Instagram bio, episode descriptions, or show notes. See you there.
Geico makes it easy to get affordable renter's insurance in as little as 90 seconds. That way, you have more energy for harder things, like the laundry. Why is it so difficult to fold clothes? They just end up wrinkly anyway, or on the floor in a pile that just sits there, taunting you. But with renter's insurance through Geico, at least you know that those clothes and the other things you love are covered. Get more with Geico.
What about you, Adam?
I don't know. I'm thankful for my cat Patches and my dog Mai Tai. They bring so much joy to my life. Did you guys see that video the other day where they were both outside and they were just like...
Yeah, that was actually really cute. They're so cute.
They play together. Patches will groom him. I don't know. They just bring so much. Like in the morning when the door opens to the bedroom, Patches comes running in and hops on the bed and everyone's just hanging out.
Everyone's like, good morning, hi.
Yeah.
What a beautiful day it is to wake up.
Mm.
It's just sweet. But yeah, the other day on my time up, there was like this video of me holding Cuddy outside that came up. And I was holding him like, I cradled him like a baby, even though he was a bigger dog because he couldn't walk. But I was just like kissing his face like I do Mai Tai. And I was like, apparently this is just what I do with dogs. Like I just am always kissing the face.
Kissing dog face.
Yeah, but it was cute. We don't deserve dogs, but I'm thankful for dogs.
Yeah.
And cats. And pets that aren't reptiles.
Or bugs.
And even a little few reptiles, as long as they're not Adams.
As long as they're not snakes. Actually, nope noodles need love too.
Nope ropes need love too.
Yeah. Aww.
What's another one?
I'm going to ride on the pet train. Because this year was the shiznaz with my pets. Like started in what? Like May? And then never, it was like May, one of my pets really went down. June, one of my pets really went down. July, one of
down
my pets.
Down as in sick?
Oh, no, yeah. Yeah.
Because I don't think this podcast would be recording if one of them had died.
No. One of my dogs got really sick, took her in, and she like, just had like a UTI, and then it got to the point where she had to get a nucleation, which is an eye removal, and it was like a whole freaking thing that happened for like a whole month, and it was freaking insane. And then right after that, one of my dogs started having seizures, and then he became epileptic, and thankfully after he started the medication, he hasn't had anymore. So Super glad about that.
Like, not one.
It has not had any, no.
That is wild.
So, yeah. So, that's really
and awesome.
Yeah. Because I know there was somebody that I was talking to on Instagram, and her dog started having seizures around the same time that Finn has. And he's never stopped. Like, she just hit 22 days of seizure free. And it's hard. Like, it's really hard, you know? And so, yeah, so I'm just really, really grateful that he's okay. And then another one of my dogs started having like atrophy of the muscle on just one side of her face and never figured out what it was. Ran all sorts of freaking tests, and now her muscle's coming back.
Which, yay, but yes, big question mark.
But I also spent a lot of money to run all, like, one test. Like, just, it would be like, all right, let's run the first panel of tests. That'll be $1,200. And then you get a phone call. Well, there's another test that we can try. That'll be $459. And then Yikes. Let's try another test. And that one is actually not that bad. It's only $328. And I'm like, oh, okay, do you think I'm a bank?
Dang.
Do you think I'm rich? Have you seen all the other dogs that I've had to bring in this year and how much money I've spent with you? I probably paid for the salary of at least one of your technicians this year.
Probably.
You needed a little like punch card at some point.
Yeah. I know. Like, can I do like...
Your 10th visit is free.
Exactly. Shoot. But
wait to take all the dogs until that 10th visit.
But now, like, it's like... nothing ever happened. And, you know, my dog Posey, who got her eye removed, her favorite thing to do in the world is playing ball. And I was worried like she wouldn't be able to see the ball and catch it anymore, but she can still see her ball and catch it.
Mm.
And, you know, Finn's just still doing his, he's kind of a quirky dog, but he's still just
his. That's one way to describe him.
So he's just his quirky little self. And Lucy's just her usual little wiggly tailed, you know, self. And
yeah.
So everything has kind of found normalcy, which I'm very, very happy and thankful for, because it was not for a little while there and it was very, very mentally taxing. So I can really say that I'm glad that things are better. So,
yeah. Again, though, silver linings. And I said this when you were going through this situation, Finn is Lydia's dog. That's like, I don't know. He's the one that's always put away when we're there.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
he's aggressive.
He's very aggressive. And
not to me, but yeah. Like to strangers. Yeah.
Yeah. And I know that that's probably something that's been on your brain for a long time with him, that like, what's going to happen if I ever have an emergency? And again, 2024 was like, well, we're finding out. And now you know that he can be fine in a vet's office. And
yeah, I had to drug him up really good though.
Yeah. But yeah. Still,
but it's possible. Yeah.
And you don't have to have like that anxiety of not knowing.
Or not being able to get him treated.
And now you've done it. So you've like kind of ripped off that band-aid.
Yeah, it is really nice, actually. I wasn't even thinking about that. Yeah, I signed up for a year subscription for a televet service. And you can add up to 5 pets on there, which is great. I have 7, but, you know, I added 5. And he was one of them. And I did a telehealth. Who did I not add on there? Bo didn't get added on there. And then Posey
always
didn't.
The baby.
And Posey didn't get added because I was already taking her to the vet so much. Mm. And I was like, at this point, if you get sick, like...
might as well use that punch card.
Like, you know? Like, I hope you don't get sick was kind of my mentality behind it. But yeah, I did this telehealth service and... I remember he started having seizures and I had an appointment and they were like, you know, really the telehealth service is more for like my anxiety because I've used it a lot just for them to like tell me like, it's okay, you're going to be okay. And that's all I need to hear, opposed to going to the vet and then you spend $120 for a vet visit.
Yeah.
And that's just the office visit, you know?
I just want to put it out there that if you pay me however much we pay the telehealth people, I'll tell you they'll be okay.
So,
but you need a title for it to work.
Yeah. So, but if you
go to school for
a
vet and then
placebo effect.
Yeah. Okay. Just make up a certificate.
The telehealth service was like $150 for the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
And literally. You use it twice and it pays for itself. And I've used it probably a dozen times already.
Never mind. That's too many uses. I have a limit. You can call me twice.
She's going to get a letter at the end of the year. We regret to inform you. that you've been removed from our database for excessive use.
But the great thing, you just have to like set your expectations. Like you need to know they're not going to be able to cure your pet if something's wrong, but they will be able to tell you, yes, you should take your vet to the emergency vet and spend $1,000, or no, they're going to be okay, which yeah. I think is very helpful. And I know that's my expectation of why I use it. And it works for me. Mm-hmm. Just for anybody who might, you know, want to do it. But anyway, you know, they're like, you know, you should actually definitely take him to the emergency vet. It was the weekend, which is why I did the telehealth appointment, but you can get in within like 30 minutes, which is great. They're like, you should take him to the emergency vet. And I told them, well, I'm really worried because, he's aggressive and I don't know how that's going to go when I go to the vet. And my other dog, Posey, because it was like an eye thing that was going on. She's a great dog, but she like gets super excited when people are around. And so she had to get like this thing done. And so they gave her medication to calm her down. So she would just stand there while they did it. And then they wouldn't have to like take her out or anything, you know? I mean like...
Jeez, you have got to work on your language.
I mean like sedate her. There we go, sedate her.
Sorry, man, we got to take her out.
And so they prescribed me more of that medication, but I had some too. And so they basically told me, this is how much you give him. Give it to him now and then wait an hour and then go to the emergency vet. He should be okay. And I remember I called the emergency vet and I was like, I will be there in an hour, but I must tell you that my dog is not safe. I have a muzzle for him. I know how to control him, but he is not to be around any other dogs, any other people. And you just have to give him space. And I don't know how honestly this is going to go. Mm-hmm. Show up. And literally there's like a path made already. Everyone's put away. Everyone's like standing in a corner. The door is open straight to like the vet's like room. But he was just so, he just walked straight in there.
Like he was supposed to be there the whole time. Yeah,
and then he just laid down. And then like, you know, the technician comes in. They're like, we heard that, you know, he might not be super friendly. And he's just sitting there looking at her.
She's like in a full body suit.
She's like, okay, well, now I'm going to listen to his heart and I'm going to take his temperature. And he just laid there. And I literally, when I was leaving, was like, they probably think I'm crazy. They yeah. probably think this girl is literally insane. We took all of these measures to do all of these things and she is freaking crazy.
No, I bet they probably really appreciate it.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, but yeah. But I think he was also really tired because he was having so many seizures. And so then when I took him to the regular vet, he was a little bit more like awake and wasn't super happy. But mm-hmm. then I stuffed a Kong full of peanut butter. That did it. He didn't care what they were doing. They were taking blood from everything. And he was just so hyper fixated on this Kong. So
wow. Nice.
Yeah. So anyway, so trazodone and a peanut butter filled Kong will do wonders if you are afraid to take your dog to the vet.
Sounds like a good Friday night to me.
Yeah, I know. So
give me some. Me next.
Could you imagine if we had something like a Kong, like humans, if we're just like sitting on a couch? La, 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 la. We do. Those caramel apple suckers.
So yeah. So anyway, I'm grateful that my dogs are okay now. Wait, honestly.
What were you doing with your tongue real quick?
I'm really grateful for my vet. The people there are absolutely phenomenal. I love them. You know, we're on a first name basis now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a loyal customer.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Frequent flyers.
Yeah.
So, nice.
Yeah. What about you, Jesse? What's another one you're grateful for?
Whoa, we're already back to me?
No, I'm like sitting here like,
I'm grateful that my mom was able to move it back in with me. Because I've always wanted her to live with me, and now she moved in earlier, like very earlier in the year. And it's just nice having your mom
mm-hmm.
around all the time. And she's always cooking, which I love. I don't cook, so she cooks. Like, literally, she, like, gets up and makes me my coffee.
I was going to say.
Brings me my breakfast to my desk where I'm working. And I'm just like, wow. But no, it's not just that.
You're mean.
It's not just that. Like, I love my mom and we have a good relationship now. So it just really feels like, you know, we were able to, like, continue that and, like, really, like, become friends at another level. So, yeah, I'm really thankful for that and the opportunity to just, like, really spend time with her and like see her grow in some ways and have her see me grow in other ways. And like, she always like tells me like, oh, like your friends, like they're a really big part of your life. Like you're like almost never alone. And I'm like, yeah, like this is kind of what I've worked to have in my life. And she's just like, wow, like you have a lot of good people. I'm like, yeah, I do. And so it was nice for her to be able to see that and like recognize it without me being like, mom, I have like good people in my life. Mm-hmm. So it's been really nice to have that.
That is really special because I just don't know. I don't have a lot of people in my life that where their relationship with their parents is like still like a strong thing. Mm-hmm. But that's something beautiful because like your mom's getting to know you as an adult. Like she had a part in like raising you, but then, you know, you raised yourself for then a bit. You're just a whole different human. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a beautiful thing that like you get to like rekindle a relationship like that. I don't know.
No. Yeah. It's really nice. Like literally she'll tell me stories about growing up and like
she sees you as an adult and too.
She sees me as an adult. So like now we talk about things that she probably wouldn't have talked when I was younger and like we're able to like laugh about things. And like I taught her, I was like telling her about all these, you know, adulty things. And she's like, she's so receptive to it now, whereas when I was younger, she swore like everything was off limits.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, it's like we've met each other at like different places. And I'm like, this is really, really nice. And my plan was to like hold on to her forever, but my girl swears she's ready to leave the nest and she's going to move out. And I'm just like really grateful for the little time that we got to be together again. And I'm just, I'm like grateful.
Yeah. That's those are moments you can't get back. So it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm thankful for this podcast. I'm thankful for our patrons. I'm thankful for people who support us. Like this is, I don't know. And I'm thankful that we get to do this together too. It's like on my schedule. It like gives some normalcy to my week. It's like, okay, well, I know what day it is because this is what I'm doing. Like it also like makes me tidy up a little bit so things don't get completely out of control. Even though you guys,
but to say that's never a requirement.
Guys are on a level now that like whatever.
Yeah.
I don't care. But it, you know, I don't know. So it's kind of like I have a little routine. I get to hang out with my friends all evening. Like we get to create things together. I don't know, it's just fun. And I'm glad that we have it.
For me, I have to say the biggest thing, and I had told you guys this already today because I'm like sappy sentimental mood this week for some reason. I don't know what's going on. I am in my feels this week, but this year, I mean, it's been a really challenging year this year, but there's also been a lot of good things. And I've also really made a point of finally taking the time to like heal and grow and work through things I needed to work through. And it wouldn't have been possible if it wasn't for the two of you. And, you know, I'm at a different point in my life now. And there's like people that I'm sharing about you guys with. And like every time that I do, like, it makes me, one, realize, like, there's just so many people that don't have what we have. And there's something that's just so, so special about the friendship that we've made. And just having this space where it's just safe and secure. And we know that we can come to each other for anything that it is that, you know, we need to come to each other to. But also, like, we have fun and there's just so many different aspects to our friendship that make it so beautiful. And this year, especially, that's been really, really just impactful to my life personally. So, so I gotta say, it's probably one of the biggest ones that I'm just really, really grateful for both of you.
Yeah. Samesies. I was thinking about that day too. Like just the gut laughs, the belly laughs. Jesse's just cackle. It's just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think if I had never met you guys, I would never hear the wheeze or the cackle. Like that would be gone from my life. And how sad would that be?
That'd be I'm pretty sure devastating. You'd find people to laugh.
No, I don't think so.
I think
I'm pretty unique. I'm one of a kind.
Yeah. But
I think you would find people to laugh and wheeze with. It wouldn't be this good.
Yeah, no. It wouldn't be this good. That's the honest truth.
I can personally guarantee that.
Oh, God.
Me, whose middle name is Humble.
Okay, we really started at humility, though. You could find other people. It's okay to, but it's not going to be me.
I mean, it's the truth, though.
We went from humility
to... I got to be honest.
Egotistic.
Yeah. It is hard finding friendships as adults, though. Like, meaningful friendships that that impact you in such a way, like, such a powerful way. Like, I don't know.
Like, people who actually see you and want the best for you and are looking out for you and want to actively be a part of your life.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
No. Mm-hmm. So, it's a rare thing. And I love it.
Same.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay. We are, though, the most grateful for all of y'all.
Yes. The listeners.
Because this is not possible without people listening, spending your time with us, in your ears, now in your eyes, because we're here.
Yeah. More than 5,500 Instagram followers.
I know.
That, like, y'all did that.
People, like, engaging in our posts, in our stories. But also, you know, we have Patreon that hit a year this year. And all of our Peduncle Pals and Blooming Buddies who also support us through our Patreon platform. Yeah. And it's just so many different things that have to come together to make something like this happen. And it doesn't matter how much effort we put into it, if it isn't for you guys who listen and engage with us and continue to say, like, we love this, I keep on doing it. It's just not possible.
Yes.
And so, you know, we definitely have to acknowledge just how, like, immense, like, you all's support is to making this happen. So
yeah,
we love you guys. Thank you.
Just this week we got like 3 or 4 messages of how much people appreciate the pod and they feel like they can relate and they feel like seen. So very, very grateful for the listeners.
Yeah. And thankful for like the video portion.
Thank you to Adam.
Setting up all the lights, making us look snatched.
I don't know about snatched, but like at least well lit.
Learning a new skill is fun. Like getting to experiment things, but then also just like watching us while we record this is like it's fun.
Yeah.
Like, because we're funny. We have mannerisms.
Funny looking.
Jesse's like, I'm funny. I don't know about y'all.
It's just, I don't know. I enjoy it.
No.
I wish that I didn't have these 12-foot ceilings and the echo in here. But you know what?
It's okay.
Beggars can't be choosers.
It's okay. We're working through it. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you to all of you guys for being here and listening. So.
Yes. Okay. Oh, that's me. Right?
Mm-hmm. Muchas gracias. Para escuchar nosotros.
Anyway, don't forget to hit us up over on Instagram at let's.talkhoya. And you can also follow all of your hosts individually over on Instagram. My Instagram is at notdude.
I'm at thegreenplant.az.
And I'm at perritos y plants. Adios.
Anya.
Bye.
GEICO makes it easy to get affordable renter's insurance in as little as 90 seconds. And then you'll start to wonder why everything else isn't so fast. Like, why does it take so long to do the dishes? A meal that's gone in 3 requires 45 minutes worth of dishes. Doesn't make sense. But it does make sense to get renter's insurance through GEICO. That way, that pile of dirty dishes and the other things you love are covered. Get more with GEICO.